You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So prioritizing emotional well-being and mental health is not only an individual responsibility, but also a collective societal imperative. Creating supportive environments, reducing stigma, and promoting open conversations about mental health contribute to fostering health and more resilient communities. So let us help our boys to better understand their emotions, and I think us as well as parents, so that we better understand the emotions of these people. Because we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Mbuso Matobela, who's going to be helping us with this conversation. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, ma'am. How are you today?
I am good, Mpundiswami. I'm so happy that you're able to join us. Before we get started, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us in this conversation?
Loving Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning in a very special way, for yet another privilege to tackle the most important subjects in our communities today. I pray the Heavenly Father, because somehow there is a mother who is struggling with a boy child and she is a single parent. There is a father struggling with a boy child and he is a single parent. There is a couple struggling with a boy child. They are present, but they can't seem to manage the emotions mentally as well as psychologically of the little boy. There might be a boy child who is living independently and they are struggling this morning. Loving Father, I pray that as we tackle this subject, you may reach out to the recipients of this message this morning and help us, Heavenly Father, as families, as society, as a church and civil government, to understand our obligations in grooming young boys to men. It is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, when we are dealing with these boy children, I think these days, you know, they mature very earlier. Then it was, the age, they are not yet there. But these days, the moment they hit 10, I get there are a lot of things that happen there, Mfundisi. So what is the importance, you know, of boys understanding their emotions and also recognizing their own emotions? With this one, it means that this is happening.
Allow me to begin here. I love the statement that you read when you began, prioritizing emotional well-being and mental health is not only individual responsibility, but also a collective societal imperative. I think listeners need maybe to underline this. It's a collective societal imperative. You know, I so much applaud sociology from the African perspective, the way we grew up. I remember you grew up in the rural, ne? How a boy child or a girl child was raised. You know, the society was so intentional in its effort to approach community. To the extent that a child was not only raised by his or her family, but by the community. So now, when we talk about creating and teaching and nurturing values, that used to be a collective effort because people shared the common values and principles when it comes to social upbringing. You know, it was a powerful way of life, you know, cutting across ethnic groups. So now, when we dealing with the raising of children, especially the boy child, because that is our intention this week, grooming men and boys.
Yes.
Allow me to say, we've got a dilemma that both the civic government and the church needs to be conscious of. I will say this slowly. Men, bracketed as gender, men as a species are slowly but surely becoming degenerate.
Okay.
And the sooner or later, men will become an extinct species. Hence, a deliberate choice that needs to be made in making sure that as a church, as the civil government, as the society, we preserve the species of men, because sooner or later, we might not be having this particular species. It's slowly becoming degenerate and it is slowly dying. So now, mental and emotional health are deliberately compromised by commercialization.
Okay.
You know, to the detriment of the boy child. The same child who is expected to grow to be a man is intentionally destroyed mentally and emotionally by commercialization. So, should we expect healthy societies? Investment must be channeled towards grooming a boy child to his obligations. What are the obligations of a boy child as he grows up? He must grow to learn how to love. He must grow to learn how to protect. He must grow to learn how to provide. He must grow to learn how to embrace. So now, there is need to create platforms to address manhood. Believe you me, God is in a mission to raise men because the future generations are in health men. If men is not healthy, let's forget about healthy generations in the future. So we need a unique breed of men, and it remains incumbent upon societies to develop boys to grow to be men.
Okay.
You know, to today's boys, they grow to be something else. Look around yourself and you'll get amazed. You only look around, you only can see a trouser, you know, to say this is a boy, but you wonder what kind of a man is growing up in that particular body. So now, culture is indispensable in this particular process. Traditionally, or as already alluded, sociology was concerned with the building character. Girls spend time with the elderly women and the boys spend time with the elderly men who inculcated the principles and values. So the approach was so holistic to the point that when boys grew up, they knew the perimeters of being a man and not to be a woman. So now, in society, to agree, much of the job is done by the television and social media. A rhetorical question comes, what then do we expect?
Yes.
I mean, open your television, even now, check the television commercials, check the soapies. You will agree with me that the devil is intentionally in destroying the boy child. Nudity is the order of the day. What boys must be protected from is what is displayed, killing their emotional and mental well-being intentionally. So now, the same woman who must learn to respect, whom he must learn to respect, is dangling herself loosely, and the boy child must be mentally and emotionally healthy. How? We ask the question. Job makes Moses makes an astounding statement in the book of Job, chapter 31, verse 1. He says in that particular book, I have made an agreement with my own eyes. How then should I gaze lustfully at a virgin?
Yeah.
Today, you don't just need to be lustful because everything obligates you to lust because you are not protected. So now, the church is not sufficient to reverse the blight. There is need of community as well to instill values and culture. You know, I was reading a documentary, just to be short, from Dr. Kellogg, John Kellogg.
Yeah.
When he introduced this cereal that we call Kellogg's Cornflakes.
Yes.
There was a very serious plight in America where people were eating breakfast and that breakfast was killing them.
Okay.
Because the breakfast was making people to be hyperactive. It was making people to be obese. Then when he looked at this particular plight, Dr. John Kellogg decided to create a brand called the Kellogg's, this particular cereal that we're eating. So his intention was that I am seeing that there is a dangerous disease and it is eating away the fiber in men and women. And that particular disease is called the masturbation.
Okay.
A very dangerous disease, and it is eating the mental and emotional fiber in men and boys today. So when he creates this, he says, I am trying to prevent America from sinning. That was his intention of creating the cereal.
Okay.
So you look around us,
the sin of masturbation is deadlier than cancer itself.
Mm.
It is very unnatural and it destroys the mind by imagining what is not there.
Mm.
So to come to your question, when we're speaking about emotions, emotions by definition, we're talking about the instinctive or intuitive feelings distinguished from reasoning or knowledge.
Okay.
So these are reactions experienced in a response to events or situations that are there. So it is important that boys must understand their emotions.
Mm.
Why? Emotions affect their motivation.
Mm.
It affects the way they act at any given stage. Number two, their emotions affect learning.
Mm.
Their emotions affect decision making.
Mm.
So boys need to learn to know what to do, what puts them in danger, what does not put them in danger.
Mm.
Again, emotions help them to learn how to connect with others. So boys need to learn how to understand themselves as well as others.
Yes.
That is the importance of emotions. Yes.
So, Mfundisi, with those emotions there, and we understand that, you know, you mentioned, for example, the issue of social media, TV, and everything else, where mojiga utiganje, there's nudity, mojiga, there's peer pressures and stuff like that. So now, how do, in what ways can the challenging stereotypes contribute to emotional well-being? Because we know that there will be stereotypes about boys. Every time we look at boys, if they're dressed in a certain way, we're like, Malega, you know, all those things. And we also understand the peer pressures that are there. And if you can also, Mfundiswami, club it with you, how then can we now deal with the pressures also and the relationships in terms of our parents, in terms of our friends, in terms of everything else, when we are understanding our locus and our emotions as boy children?
Our emotions, yes. Allow me to say, we've got particular stereotypes in communities.
Mm.
Now, these expectations prevent certain instincts to be detriment, you know, in the boy child.
Mm.
So when we talk about stereotypes in communities, one of them, I think we know this naturally,
mm-hmm.
because we grew up in these communities. Boys don't cry.
Yes.
You know. You'll hear umama, not even ubaba, maybe umama, uzuma etiena. You must learn to stand for yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but by saying learn to stand for yourself, we are simply saying the boy child must learn to defend himself.
Mm.
And in the process, a boy child, because remember that as we grow up, we're not all the same.
Mm.
We are told to be tough, but some of us who are not naturally tough, we are so soft.
Mm.
To the extent that when you say you must learn to stand for yourself, boys don't cry, you are saying to the boy child, when things go wrong, learn to keep quiet.
Mm.
Get that one? When things go wrong, learn to keep quiet.
Mm.
In the process of that silence, the boy child is hurting. But because of the stereotyping, he will not be able to express himself because he is going to be laughed at or be ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, we've got a responsibility to challenge certain expectations or stereotypes.
Mm.
Because these stereotypes or certain expectations can contribute to emotional well-being. Number one, when we begin to learn to challenge these instilled set expectations, they are going to help the boy child in multiple ways. Let me mention number one. When we challenge these set expectations, we are opening a window for the boy child to view themselves in a different way. We spoke about the Superman on Monday, where a man grows to learn that I am the you know,
you know,
in daughter, kubhedile lana akunzame ngo5 rand because he was being taught that I am the provider, I don't ask from my wife.
Mm.
So now when we challenge this questions, number one, it is going to help to lessen depression. You know, depression is the modern day cancer. And it is this particular cancer, depression, that causes a lot of suicides today. So when we challenge these stereotypes, we help boys to lessen depression. The mind becomes unclouded with our emotions. You know, number two, when we challenge these sex stereotypes, it is going to improve the mental health of the boy child. So otherwise, we are simply saying, boy children, as they grow, they are mentally unstable.
Mm.
This must be worrying.
Yep.
As we raise boy children, we are raising mentally unstable creatures because of the stereotypes that we have set in society.
Mm.
Number three, when we challenge stereotypes, we are going to help to remove the burdensome yoke of unreasonable expectations.
Mm.
Amongst those expectations, you know, don't be a girl, man up. Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, indoda ikhal.
Indoda ikhal, man up, don't be a girl. Indoda amantombazana ukhal. Now, how does understanding and expressing emotions contribute to meaningful relationships? We've already answered that when I began. I spoke about when you know your emotions, you understand that your emotions, they affect your motivation, they affect your learning, they affect your decision making, they affect your connection with other people.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. So, in what ways, Mpundiswami, can emotional awareness help our boys cope with stress and navigate challenges? Here they are, they understand good their peer pressures, they understand good yazinine, they must limit their intake, for example, of social media and media stuff. But then now they're like, okay, now how do I use this information to help me to navigate, you know, stress and life challenges?
Yeah, let me just begin here. Now, when we understand our emotions can help us to enhance our communication skills.
Okay.
How so? When you understand your emotions are going to help you to be able to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So now you become more comfortable. So you become more assertive with your peers when you understand your emotions.
Mm.
Number two, it helps you to understand the emotions of your colleagues better. Remember that when we exist, we don't exist in isolation.
Mm.
We exist in communities. So you in the process, communication is the stronghold that helps you to understand yourself and the people around you.
Mm.
So when you learn how to communicate, it makes you to understand the emotions of your colleagues better. So emotional intelligence, it improves your self-control as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
It also improves your diplomacy. It allows you to analyze situations well, thereby helping you in how to react in any particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how can emotional intelligence contribute to personal growth and self-discovery?
Yes.
Emotional intelligence, it helps you to build stronger relationships.
Mm.
We've got boys that grow up, and as they grow up, you hardly find them in the living room. They only come out to eat. After that, they go back and lock themselves in.
True.
Emotional intelligence and, you know, self-concept is lost in the process because stereotyping has made them to be not what they are.
Mm.
So now, emotional intelligence will help them to build stronger relationships.
Mm.
It will again help them to achieve personal and career goals.
Mm.
Most importantly, emotional intelligence will help them to connect with their feelings. This is so much important.
Mm.
If you are disconnected to your feelings, you are altogether not a human being. Because remember that a human being, he reasons, at the same time he feels.
Mm-hmm.
There is that particular instinct that is regulated by events and the situations around us. So emotional intelligence helps us to connect with our feelings.
Mm.
Beyond that, it is emotional intelligence that makes us manage to make informed decisions
mm-hmm.
about what matters most to us. You know, sometimes we live to please other people. And we forget to concentrate on what matters most to us.
Mm.
And we need emotional intelligence for that.
Mm.
Now, emotional intelligence, someone might be asking a question, what exactly is this kind of an animal?
Mm.
It is defined by four important attributes.
Mm.
Someone who is called to be emotionally intelligent, number one,
yeah.
knows how to self-manage.
Okay.
Self-management is one attribute of emotional intelligence. It helps you to learn how to control your impulsive feelings and behavior.
Mm.
It helps you to learn how to manage your emotions. And the boys must learn this. Girls seem to be upfront with this mainly because when they have to cry, they cry.
Yes.
When it is time to scream, they scream. When it's time to express their feelings, they express them. But the boys don't do that.
Hey.
So the second attribute, emotional intelligence has got an attribute where you need to be self-aware.
Mm.
Self-awareness is the second attribute. You need to recognize your emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behavior.
Mm.
Number three. Another important attribute of emotional intelligence is social awareness.
Yes.
You must learn how to exercise empathy, understand the emotions and the needs of others.
Hmm.
So this actually cures the disease that we call selfishness.
Hmm.
When you grow up, you know that I exist within a community and you do a level best. Number four, the other attribute of emotional intelligence is the relationship management.
Yes.
Know how to develop and maintain good relationships is
mm.
another very important aspect.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, I hope that we have learned and we understand as parents and as well as our boy children. So I'm going to ask Pastor that, can you please pray that as these boy children are actually doing that, you know, they actually embrace the whole or their emotions as they come, because hey, sometimes it can be scary, but so that they are able, Mfundisi Swami, to embrace them. So if you can please pray for us.
Yes, thank you so much. Our head about and we're praying wherever we are. Loving Father, thank you so much for extending grace to us this morning. We are touching on a very crucial aspect of pastoral counseling and psychology. And because of busy schedules, even the churches today are programmed. We hardly have got time to talk about the most important things that matter in the livelihood of our church members. Amongst the most neglected sect of a people, it is the boy child and the man. Heavenly Father, because of the labeling that has come from the civic government, from the communities, from the church itself, where boys and men are labeled as monsters of society, they grow up alienated from their responsibilities that you made them, Heavenly Father, to bear when you brought them to existence. Boys are growing up, and as they grow up, they are confused. They do not know what it is to be a man. They don't understand the experience. And in the process, Heavenly Father, we've got boys that behave like girls.
Hmm.
It is a worrying fact, Heavenly Father, because as we try to envision how the future shall be with this kind of the boys, this quality of the boys that we have, We wonder what kind of generations are going to be born 15 to 20 years from now. Loving Father, we've got a plight. And unless and until heaven comes down to help us, we've got, Heavenly Father, a very serious problem. Loving Father, how I pray that you may raise young men that are going to understand their responsibilities. And this calls for pastors. This calls for teachers. This calls for religious men that are going to stand to duty as a needle to the poor, men that are going to speak the truth even when the world falls. How I pray, Heavenly Father, that you may raise ministers of the gospel that will instill the confidence in young boys. How I pray that you may raise leaders in our communities who will make the boy child understand his obligations. The world is teaching something different, but I pray that you may raise a man in a house, that you may raise a leader in the community, that you may raise a man of God in the church, that you may raise, Heavenly Father, a man of God in the civic government to defend the cause of boys and men. It is our humble prayer that as you continue listening to your word and enjoying your presence, your glory may shine upon us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Same to you, and may God bless the listeners throughout the corners of the world. Amen.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.